Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
So happy to have you here on Naturally Savvy. Today we're going to be talking about something called, hopefully I can pronounce it right, glutathione. Andrea, did I get it right?
You did. Yes, you got it right.
I am known to sometimes mix up my words, the cholera for, what was that?
Oh my gosh, chlorella.
Chlorella, that was very... Well, we've got Cheryl Myers, RN. She's an author and expert on integrative health and natural medicine. She is a nationally recognized speaker and a well-known advocate for bridging the worlds of mainstream and natural medicine for effective interventions. Hello, Cheryl.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm enjoying myself already.
Oh, good. Well, we're a funny crew here. All right, providing wonderful health information. All right, so what is glutathione?
Well, glutathione is something that's made in our body. It's made in our liver, and it's made in every single cell. And the glutathione that's made in the liver is released into the bloodstream. So from the second you were born, you were being bathed, every single cell in your body, inside and out, with glutathione. I like to think of glutathione as your guardian angel, as your master protector. It protects you from oxidative stress and oxidative damage, and it's so powerful that there are certain free radicals that cause damage to our body that the only thing in the world that adequately puts them away or quenches them is glutathione. It is also crucial for your liver for proper detoxification. So when we eat that apple that still has some of those endocrine disruptor pesticides on it, or when we drink some tequila, or when we take a dose of Tylenol, or when we breathe in some air that has some compounds in it that have to be detoxified out of our body, that's our liver's job to do it. The liver does this job in a process called phase one and phase two glucuronidation. And phase two, the second step of that process, cannot be performed without glutathione. So glutathione is protecting us in so many ways. It's protecting us from toxins. It's protecting us from oxidative stress. It is an absolutely crucial compound that our body makes. However, in the presence of certain diseases, in the presence of certain environmental stressors, and as we age, our ability to make glutathione diminishes. Now, there are some people that are 105 years old and still able to do the tango, and their memory are intact. These people tend to be very, very good at making and maintaining glutathione. And then we also have individuals that are suffering from chronic debilitating diseases who might only be 50 or 60 years old, but who look a lot older. Those individuals are probably, for some reason, not able to make adequate amounts of glutathione and keep it active in their bodies.
So, Cheryl, let me ask you. So in terms of, you know, and you make a good point. So is it, so it's not necessarily age that causes glutathione to diminish. It has to do more with the function of the liver or function of what's going on in the body?
It is age, because as we age, that machinery starts to slow down. So every decade after the age of 20, we start to see a slowdown in glutathione production. However, if you're an extraordinarily healthy, vigorous person with a very clean life, that slowdown may happen very, very gradually. But if you're a person who has certain diseases or certain environmental exposures, or let's say you're on a lot of medications or things that have to be detoxified, those individuals sometimes see a more rapid deterioration in their ability to make this absolutely crucial compound.
You know, it's so funny. I was about to say, what if you're somebody who eats really clean and tries to limit the toxins through their environment in terms of using good products that don't have toxic chemicals and things like that? So you just answered my question, where it is going to happen slower. It'll still happen, obviously, as we age.
It'll still happen, but yes, you may be one of those lucky ones that are 105 and still tap dancing.
Which we all hope we are going to do.
Me. So that's my goal.
Cheryl, that's our goal, exactly. So Cheryl, my next question is, I love glutathione, and I've been researching it a lot. And one of the things I came across is that you actually can't take glutathione itself in your body in order for it to work. You have to take other nutrients. So explain to us a little bit about supplementing with glutathione for those who want to prevent, I guess, you know, that decline, and those who have some type of chronic illness and aren't making it themselves.
Well, this is the conundrum. We know that it's absolutely 100% crucially important for life. However, you can't take it orally. You know, some people have trouble wrapping their minds around that concept, but there's just some things that don't do well orally, like insulin, for example. Don't you think all those people that have to use the injectable insulin wish they could just swallow a pill? Well, they can't
because
it can't be administered that way. Well, glutathione can't be administered orally because it becomes oxidized. It goes into its inactive form, and the inactive form is actually somewhat unhealthy for you. So you can't give it orally, even if it's enteric-coated. It's not the stomach acid that causes it to oxidize. It's the whole digestive process. So prior to now, the only way you could improve glutathione in the body is, number one, to give it intravenously, which has been done and has been done with astounding effects. There was a 4-week study, so only 4 weeks, of individuals with Parkinson's disease who received an infusion of glutathione every single day. At the end of 4 weeks, their disability was reduced by a whopping 42%. But who has the time or the money? In fact, there are some states that don't even have clinics that give glutathione, and it's considered, quote, experimental, so your insurance company's not going to cover it. Sometimes those infusions can cost $500, even $1,000. So individuals, it's not been a practice that's been able to be widespread because of all those limitations. So the best way that doctors, integrative doctors, had was to give you a compound called N-acetylcysteine, NAC, which is a raw material your body uses to make glutathione. So it does help, but there's a drawback there as well. Remember when I said your machine slows down? It slows down with age and in the presence of certain diseases. Some individuals by the age of 60 have up to 50% less glutathione production in their body. Well, you can give raw materials till the cows come home, but if your machine is not efficiently turning that into glutathione, you cannot predictably raise those levels. So that's one of the reasons I am very excited about some science that's occurred in France, where they have found a way to administer glutathione sublingually in a special form that is protected from oxidation, so it stays active. In France, it's called Soblintion, and it has been on the market there for about 2 years, and we've just introduced it into the United States. So that's why I'm all excited. For the first time, we have millions of people that can actually have access to this compound and to get it into their body in the right form.
And where would people be able to find that if they wanted to purchase that in the United States?
Well, in the United States, it's called Clinical Glutathione, and you can either Google it, or that might not be the easiest way to find it. You could also come to the Europharma USA website, and that website is Euro, like Europe, E-U-R-O, Pharma, like pharmaceutical, P-H-A-R-M-A, USA.com, and then you can, there's a zip code finder to find places locally where you can obtain this amazing nutrient.
You know, I definitely, you know, for those of you who are listening, Europharma has such spectacular products. And Cheryl, you and I have had the pleasure of meeting at several shows. Excuse me. And I definitely think, you know, I urge all of you to go to their website, because everything that you guys sell or that you guys carry is all backed by research. Right, Cheryl?
Absolutely. And in fact, this product, when they looked at, we all know what glutathione can do. The conundrum is how to get it into the body. And this study showed that in comparison to unprotected glutathione that people swallow, this improves that ratio of active to inactive glutathione in the body by 230%.
Wow,
in
that's amazing.
21 days. So this is huge.
Wow.
So when I think of all the people out there that have chronic disabilities, the diseases for which glutathione imbalance has been demonstrated include everything from AIDS to Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, to multiple sclerosis, to ALS, to almost every form of cancer. It's just amazing.
Unbelievable. Cheryl, well, you know what? We're out of time for today, but we definitely want you on the show more often. I mean, I know you are so brilliant, and all the information you have is amazing. And we just learned so much from you, and I'm so sad that we're out of time for today. But if you want to learn more, you already said the website. It's europharmausa.com. I recommend going there. Cheryl, thank you so much for being on our show today.
And thank you for having me.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.